I think anything that's paid for by the county, correct? Move to award bid number 202006-452 to Tri-Lakes Newspaper Incorporated out of Branson, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Discussion of the 2020 tax sale per section 140160 of the revised Missouri statutes. Morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. I wrote up a statement. It's regarding the 2020 tax sale per RSMO 140160, and per the Missouri State Statute 140160 states that a tax sale shall be commenced within 3 years of delinquent taxes. Collectors may have the sale at delinquency of 1 year, 2 year, but they have to by 3 year. And for the last at least 8 years, plus Taney County has had a tax sale when property taxes are delinquent for 2 years. This year I would like to change that practice and have the tax sale at 3 years delinquent. And my reasons are COVID-19 recommendations of social distancing and wearing a face mask would make it high risk for our tax sale bidders to be in close quarters for several hours here in the commission hearing room. The past 3 years we have had 80 to 100 bidders with extra seating and spillover into the hall. Several of those bidders are elderly. While wearing a mask will make it difficult to provide the safe environment, it will make it difficult to speak and hear the bids. Sorry, while wearing a mask will make it for a safer environment, it does make it harder to speak and to hear the bids. The economic impact the COVID-19 virus has had and continues to have on our taxpayers. Taney County has taxpayers all over the U.S. and even living around the world. Giving them an extra year to pay their taxes will hopefully help relieve some of their stress. And then certified mail is a requirement of the tax sale notification process. And this year, because of the COVID-19, the U.S. Post Office was not requiring signatures on the certified mail. They were just being marked COVID-19 and then maybe the initials of the post delivery person. Because of this, it is recommended that the signs be posted on the properties that are delinquent. And of this morning, that would be 716 approximately signs posted in our county. And again, I think this would cause extra stress on our taxpayers that for at least another year, I believe, could be avoided and at least lessened. As an added note, last year's tax sale was August 26th, and I offered 686 A, B, and C properties. As of this morning, I have 717 A, B, and C properties. So that's within 31 of last year. So I've still got over a month to be up to last year's or even in a better standing. And last year I sold 84 A, B, and C properties, and I'm only saying that because that is good that we were able to sell that many properties, but it wasn't that high of a dollar amount. I would say at least two-thirds of that was surplus money that doesn't go to the city schools and the fire districts. So again, I'll just work extra hard trying to collect what we can, keep us from getting further behind. I sent out a questionnaire to all the Missouri collectors and got back the following. We have 114 counties and I only got response from half of them, but of that 50%, 24 have a 2-year tax sale and 33 have a 3-year tax sale. So I'm just saying this because it's not unreasonable to have a 3rd-year tax sale. So it is my recommendation and decision to cancel the 2020 tax sale for the benefit of the taxpayer. Any questions or comments? I'd be appreciated.
On 3-year tax sale, it's probably been a 3-year in Taney County for, I'd say, 30 years.
Okay.
And that's actually to the advantage of the customer. Yes, I agree. For this year, it needs to be. The reason it's advantage to the customer is that it costs them another 18% interest, plus I think it's been raised on the penalty to 9%.
Yes.
So it's to their disadvantage to let it go another year. You're actually helping them by going the 2-year. That's just my comment.
True. And especially the ones that have a home or a structure on the property, we've gotten the phone numbers and we've called every one of them. Not everyone answers, but even if we leave a voicemail, it seems like they're mailing in their check or calling to let us know the reason they can't. So as soon as this is, you know, discussed, then I'm going to put it on our website, and then, of course, I'll give it to the newspaper, and then, again, we'll go ahead and call and reach out to all the customers and let them know that even though it's canceled, it's definitely to your benefit to pay as soon as possible.
Very much. I am surprised that your 33 number did not used to be that way at all, so there must be a lot of new collectors that have changed that.
Oh, for the third year?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was not that way.
And from what I gathered, there's only one county so far that reached out to me, and that was by Kansas City, and they have canceled theirs due to COVID, which is a little surprising because she was doing an online tax sale, but she was doing it more for the customer more so than the safety. So I appreciated that. Mm-hmm. And we could go to an online tax sale, but I don't want to at this time unless, you know, the numbers get so great that we need to.
Yeah, I didn't know the law. It just reaches out to thousands of different
taxpayers.
Yeah, I didn't realize the law had changed to allow it to go to that, but I do agree it's in the best interest of all for this year, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think it's a wise decision.
So it says that you're requesting that we authorize or ratify. Do we even have the authority to authorize or ratify?
My legal counsel just said that that was recommended to let Yuns know, and I didn't know if that was just to have it on the record here. That's why I went ahead and said it's my recommendation and decision, so I'm comfortable with this being 100% my decision. I just wanted you to know.
Do we just want to make it a matter of record then? That
I don't know. Back many moons ago, before I was in, the commissioners who gave authorization to go to the two-year sale.
So I guess recommendation. Next year I'll need to come back and ask to go back to a two-year. We'll just wait and see. We don't know what's going to happen this next year either.
Mm-hmm. Move to enter into the record. Collector's office will not be having a will not be having a tax sale this year and will go to a three-year tax sale.
Second, could we just add as allowed or whatever per statute 140.160? Just a thought.
In my motion to add as allowed by 140.1, RSMO 140.160.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank
Aye.
You.
Motion carries. CARES Act Agreement and Notice of Decision and Distribution Agreement.
Right. Yeah, the agenda is...
We need to modify the agenda.
It needs to be modified, yeah. We're not actually here to... We're not quite ready for the Notice of Decision Distribution. We have to actually approve the application first. And so that's what needed to be on there. So do you have the motion, Ms. Wyatt, as far as?
I don't have it. The motion to modify the agenda.
Yeah, I have the verbiage is here in this.
Move to amend the agenda item CARES Act Agreement and Notice of Decision and Distribution Agreement to CARES Act Application and Press Release.
Second.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
So on the application, I think there was two things we needed to finalize, if I remember right. One was a contact person. And at the Ms. Duckworth, I think my recommendation is to have her be the contact person for the county. And then if there's any questions that you need to dial down, then it can be sent on to the partnership that we've been coming to an agreement with for to help kind of be in a clearinghouse for it. So is that, do you guys have any thoughts on that?
Can Melissa Duckworth be the contact person for the county, right?
Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
And the other one was the amount of time to actually do the application. I think in here it was 3 weeks. I've talked to multiple entities that would be filling this out, and they said 2 weeks was ample time. And I know that was discussed in a letter from our attorney that either 2 or 3 weeks. So do you guys have, do you want to leave it at 3 weeks, or you want to go to 2 weeks as far as when to get this application turned back in by?
Then you would change that deadline time he's got on there, too.
You kept July 31st.
You change that to something like the 24th or 5th or something.
That's what I'm assuming that's what I'm talking about. I don't have that in front of me.
Do I?
I might.
Yeah.
Okay, it's okay.
Put the deadline.
Yeah, the July 31st. So I'm saying, do you want to make it 2 weeks as opposed to 3 weeks? For the first round, it's going to be local governments and the not-for-profits. And I've talked to both, and they acted like 2 weeks is plenty of time.
Then it's going to go out on the website today, start taking applications today.
I'm assuming it would go on the clearinghouse's website. Melissa, do you know? They would be the ones that are rolling it out, not us. I mean, it could probably be, we've hired them to do it, so we just need to let them do it.
Okay, I need to call a couple of entities because I assumed it would be on our website.
We can probably put it on our website with a direction to go to, with a link.
I think we need to do that.
That's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. And still, if we're going 2 weeks from today or tomorrow, then the 31st would not, in that agreement, we need to change that date for the deadline. And what about the pay period it has in there?
Talking about the reimbursement time? You say the pay period.
When we go and make our decisions and they should receive their funds, the first disbursement to them. I haven't read this since Friday, but I thought it had a date on that. Did it not?
It just says making award decisions by the third week, so I don't know that there's no set date on that. It could be earlier than that. I would make the deadline the 24th.
Okay, that's what I had down. If we're going 2 weeks, then the people are going to want to know when to expect the decisions from that, and that's where the disbursement date is kind of important so that we give out the same information.
I don't know that we can give an exact date on that as of yet. It just says anticipated award decisions by the third week of August. So it could be earlier than that, but no later than.
So when we make the decision, it's awarded. We'll do that.